we have a collection of nuclei in the brain, forms the base of the brain, it's on both sides, called the amygdala. Well, in fact, there are two amygdalae. And these are very important for our emotional responsiveness to the world around us. It's the amygdalae that alert us to events that might be a danger. In other words, they monitor threat. And it would appear that in autism, the amygdala is not sending signals to the higher brain centers in the same way that it does in people who don't have autism. Now, this isn't an either-or thing. As I said, autism is just an extreme of a dimension of behavior that we see in the general population. But it would appear that for people with autism, the amygdala really isn't sending signals in the same way. It may be not sending any signals, it may be sending threat signals where none exist. But that, what we call amygdala cortical connectivity, is not functioning as it does in most other people. So the amygdala would appear to be playing a critical role in making us susceptible to some of the symptoms of autism.